The topic of my presentation is visual acuity and increased mortality risk, increased mortality, the role of allostatic low and functional status. Authors have no relationship to disclosure. Visual impairment has a broad psychosocial and functional consequences and included social isolation, poor well-being, frailty, functional decline, and depression. Both self-reported visual impairment and clinically measured visual impairment are associated with mortality. Few studies have explored the mechanism explaining the association between visual impairment and increased risk of mortality. Limited number of studies using structural equation modeling indicates visual impairment increased mortality risk both directly and indirectly. These factors have been shown to mediate the relationship between visual impairment and mortality. Disability in general health, disability in walking, mental well-being, and instrumental activity of daily living. Allostatic low is a biological construct thought to reflect cumulative bodily wear and tear in response to stress over the life course. Higher allostatic low scores are associated with poor cognitive and physical functioning, increased risk of cardiovascular disease and mortality. The relationship between visual impairment and allostatic low level is unknown. Both visual impairment and allostatic low are predictors of cognitive and functional status. There may be complex relationship between visual impairment, allostatic low, and functional status, which leads to increased risk of mortality. To explore possible direct, the objective of the study is to explore possible direct and indirect association between visual impairment, allostatic low, activity of daily living, instrumental activity of daily living, as they are related to mortality risk in older adults. NHANE is a nationally representative survey conducted by the National Center for Health Statistics. It's a probability area survey of U.S. civilian population. Participants were administered survey questionnaires, physical examination, vision testing, and laboratory blood tests. 4,981 participants aged 60 and above from 1999 to 2004 in NHANE were included in this study. ADL and IADL was only administered to participants aged 80, 60 and above in NHANE data. Mortality linkage was performed with National Death Index through December 31st, 2006. The average mortality follow-up time is 4.5 years. The linkage identified 894 total deaths, of which 351 deaths were related to cardiovascular disease, 214 deaths were related to cancer. Visual acuity was measured in NHANE data. That I just learned last night that NHANE is the only data that actually measure the actual visual acuity of all the national survey data. Visual acuity measurement was then categorized into a four-category visual impairment variable, no VI, mild VI, moderate VI, and severe VI. The calculation of allostatic low was based on previous research and NHANE data availability. These 10 biomarkers were included in the calculation. Systolic and diastolic blood pressure, body mass index, glycosylated hemoglobin, triglyceride and total cholesterol, albumin, creatinine clearance, C-reactive protein, and homocysteine. High-risk thresholds of biomarkers were empirically determined on the basis of the distribution in study sample. The cutoff threshold was defined as below the 25th percentile for creatinine clearance and albumin, and above 75th percentile for all other biomarkers. 1 point was assigned for each biomarker readings beyond the cutoff threshold. Allostatic low was the sum of points for all biomarkers. Functional status was measured by activity of daily living, and it was assessed by these four questions. Each participant was asked how much difficulty do you have getting in and out of bed, dressing yourself, walking between rooms on the same floor, feeding yourself. And IADL was assessed by three questions as following: doing household chores, preparing meals, and managing money. Each question had one of the following answers: no difficulty, some difficulty, much difficulty, and unable to do this. Coded answers to the questions were summed to create ADL and IADL scores. These social demographic and health behavior variables were controlled in the model. Age, gender, race, ethnic background, education, marital status, smoking status, health insurance status, and alcohol drinking status. Analysis was just a complex survey design. Structural equation model used path analysis and simultaneous equations. Multiple linear regression model, ordinal logistic regression model, and proportional hazard model were estimated in the study. This is a distribution of visual impairment status in our study sample. 85% of the participants had no VI, 8% have mild VI, 5.4% have moderate VI, and 1.7% have severe VI. Here's a distribution of allostatic low score. The score ranged from 0 to 9, with the average about 2.5. The standard deviation was 1.7. Here's a path diagram of the structural equation modeling that was performed in the model. Several regression models were simultaneously estimated. The first model is the an ordinal logistic regression model of visual impairment on all these seven covariates. The second model is a multiple linear regression. Multiple linear regression model of with allostatic low as outcome and visual impairment and the covariates as predictors. And the third model is ADL as outcome and visual impairment and the covariates as predictors. The fourth model is IADL, a multiple linear regression model of IADL on the same covariates mentioned before. So finally, a Cox proportional hazard model with all the variables mentioned above. In this model, visual impairment was hypothesized to directly influence mortality. Visual impairment also influenced mortality indirectly through allostatic load and through ADL and IADL. Here's multiple regression results of visual impairment and covariates. The worse visual acuity was associated with increased allostatic load and worsening ADL and IADL. A 1 unit change in visual impairment status, for example, from mild to moderate visual impairment was associated with 0.112 increase in allostatic low score. It's associated with 0.68 increase in ADL score and associated with 1.059 increase in IADL score. All three models come out significant. All three outcomes come out significant. Here is the Cox proportional hazard model. It measured the direct effect of all-cause mortality of these variables on all-cause mortality. A visual impairment was associated with it. One unit change in visual impairment status was associated with a 17% increase in mortality, all-cause mortality risk. Allostatic low was each unit change of allostatic low score was associated with a 13% increase in all-cause mortality, and each unit change in IADL was associated with a 15% increase in all-cause mortality. ADL did not come out significant in predicting mortality. The p-value was 0.05. Here's allostatic low was significantly associated with visual impairment and mortality. Therefore, it served as a mediator between the relationship of visual impairment and mortality. The path from visual impairment to allostatic low was significant. The path from allostatic low to mortality. Whoops, no, I'm sorry. This thing is so sensitive. The path from allostatic low to mortality was also significant. And thirdly, the path from visual impairment to mortality remained significant after included allostatic low in a model. So therefore, allostatic low served as a mediator between a relationship of visual impairment and mortality. Similar results were found for IADL. Because the relationship between ADL and all-cause mortality was not significant, therefore ADL did not serve as a mediator between a relationship of visual impairment and mortality. Here's the indirect effect of allostatic load, indirect effect of visual impairment on all-cause mortality through IADL was 1.11, and the indirect effect of visual impairment on mortality through allostatic low was 1.02. The total effect of visual impairment on mortality, which combines the direct and indirect effect, is 1.27. So a one unit change in visual impairment was associated with a 20% increase in mortality. We also examined the relationship between cardiovascular disease and visual impairment. The results were similar to all-cause mortality, except it's slightly stronger. There was no association found on cancer mortality and the parameters of interest. The limitation of the study is that the indicators were measured only cross-sectionally. Directionality of the association cannot be made. Enhanced data did not include some parameter used in other allostatic low study, for example, cortisone, serum DHEA, and waist-hip ratio. The implication of the study confirmed that the direct effect of reduced visual acuity on mortality risk and identify potential mechanism by which visual impairment indirectly influence mortality risk. Results suggest the importance of improving poor vision as a target for public health intervention. Additional longitudinal data are needed to fully determine underlying mechanism by which visual impairment influence mortality risk. Thank you.